Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Ah, yes. As we get ready to close out another week on a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. English is my first language. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. Quite the interesting entity they are, just because of what they are and the way they've designed this, because they keep 42 calibers of centerfire ammunition on hand at all times. But they don't want... Okay, I'm getting an echo. Do we have open mic in there somewhere, maybe? Well, why am I getting the echo? I hear it. Oh, goodness. Anyway... What can I do to make that a little less? Try that. Anyway, Ammunition Depot. Constant chain of life. Constantly going in, constantly going out because they know how to price it. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm beginning to think that maybe some of these slumbering conservatives are beginning to wake up. And that's because in this full-on onslaught that we've been going through for quite some time now, since there's been, you know, essentially no pushback, things are getting more and more outrageous. I have to give credit where it was due. The other day, Limbaugh was on the air, and he said that the scales are falling from the eyes of people now, as if they've been sort of covered over. What's dawning... for people like you and me that don't pay as much attention as you and me, is that fixing America is about more than fixing politics and government. It's about the culture and the society. The politics and the government are subsets of a greater problem because we have a rotting culture that leads to a frayed and very weakened society. In the absence of any strong societal institution, like the school system, the churches, you know, in the absence of morality based on nature and reality, tyranny isn't just possible, but it's very likely. We can get out there and elect the most conservative guy that may be running for president in this next cycle. And the overall change that we're going to see is going to be essentially, so what? Because that's temporary. Maybe after a couple of terms, if we could stay conservative and we could stay we could stay on the right course, we might be nominally better off. But all of this is temporary, you see, because of the culture. You can take a house and renovate it, but if it's on a bad foundation, it's still going to collapse. Now, this is not to say that government isn't a critical subset of society. The left has very interestingly used the government as a tool, and they increasingly do this as a weapon to impose its vision of a progressive society upon us. Tyranny, soft or hard, relies on force. When arguments or glares can't persuade, anything from punitive fines to battering rams work. Ask Aaron and Melissa Klein. about a hat named Brad Avakian. Avakian is a leftist flack, and the clients of the bakers that have been nailed with a $135,000 fine for not baking a cake for two engaged lesbians. Avakian is the Oregon labor commissar, and he's going after the client's personal assets. Evidently, the Oregon labor commissar's job is to ruin laboring men and women, a nice sort of Orwellian twist, if you will, when faith and good conscience run counter to the leftist dictate. Errant comrades need to be ground under. Then there's Cindy Archer. She was one of the lead architects of the Wisconsin's Act 10, also called the Wisconsin Budget Repair Bill. She said that they came like a battering ram. The Budget Repair Bill is a limited public employee benefit and altered collective bargaining rules for public employee unions. They were jolted awake in the middle of the night by yelling and loud pounding at the door and her dog's frantic barking. The entire house, the windows, the walls, it was all shaking. Why were they targeted for this jackboot treatment? Wisconsin is the cradle of the progressive movement and home of the Wisconsin idea, the marriage of state governments and state universities to govern through technocratic reform. And this was giving birth to a new progressive idea, the use of law enforcement as a political instrument, as a weapon to attempt to undo election results, shame opponents, and ruin lives. So progressive reform's good, conservative reform's bad, if you're keeping score. In Wisconsin, the union goons, the court, Robespierres, and cops without moral compasses are merely previewing what the left is willing to do to crush opposition. We're becoming America with a K. And this brings us straight back to culture and society. Government is a much better weapon if unrestrained by traditional American culture and societal norms. This is what Marx put forward. He wanted to destroy marriage and family and religion, not transform them or update them, or in the cases of marriage and family, make them more inclusive, but to destroy them. All three are bulwarks against tyranny. If you weaken and then shatter the three, and either tyranny or chaos or dissolution follow, the void is taken up really quick. The founders, with their numerous statements and their actions, generally held that they held marriage and family life to be the true origin of society, or the first and most vital foundation of which civil society rests. The left, with Marxist cunning, have been corrupting the culture and society for decades. And now we're getting to the point where we're reaching critical mass. They have pursued societal deconstruction through indirection and the use of sophistry. They debauch bedrock institutions under the cover of its mantra, fairness, equality, and compassion. They corrupt the meaning of freedom and rights for the, you know, it's perfectly okay to kill unborn children, but it is not okay for you to defend yourself with a gun. To defend your children with a gun. The left is evil. Leftism is evil. The declaration, that declaration would make many Americans recoil, just like Trump's declaration has made many Americans recoil, because there's just not enough diplomacy in it. To hell with diplomacy. For those of you who can't intellectually or emotionally accept the idea that there are those among us who desire to subvert you, to subvert American society, erase the values and virtues that Western civilization has bequeathed, well, you're very deluded. Today in South Carolina, we're taking down the Confederate flag. Will racism be over? No, it will not. She's going to give the nine pins to the nine families of the Emmanuel churchgoers that were murdered. They get a pin. That's what they get. They get symbolism over substance. When they were praying, they had substance. But today they get a pin. You're the remedy to this. You're the cure. You have to believe that. You are the cure. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet. with 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand. All the exotic shotgun ammunition, 22 varieties of rifle caliber, 20 varieties of pistol caliber. Prices that are insane. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, I neglected to say this in the first segment, we're going to be joined by Ansel Schwell. Robinson Ansel, or Schwell. I prefer Schwell. He gets out there, he does some very interesting things. And I mean, his YouTube presence, I just like his YouTube presence because of the way he presents it. Okay? Some of the stuff, you know, the double-breasted jacket and the combat boots and shorts, I love it. That's coming up next. Plus, he is one of the marketeers for the Big Three, so we're going to learn some more about the Big Three. Kick that off with Tack Daddy on Monday. We're going to end it this week, you know, Friday with Schwell. He'll tell us some more about it. That's coming up next hour. Coming out of the New York Times, they had an op-ed this past Sunday penned by a cat named Devon L. Boggan, which sort of sounds like it comes from, you know, The Hobbit. But... And, you know, at first glance, what you would say is that, you know, coming from the New York Times, you would think that this is going to be another one of those advantages of gun control for disarmed individuals where, you know, a crime victim is less likely to die in a gunfight if you don't have a gun. And this is presupposing that the robbers, once they've taken your money and your mobile phone and your jewelry and your very nice watch, that they're not going to punch or stab or stomp or shoot you after you've done all those appeasing things. They often do this. It happens a lot. The odds are less, according to our anti-gun friends, but, you know, for me, I'll just say no thanks. But this isn't what that article is about. No, Mr. Boggan is a neighborhood safety director, and he's writing about his efforts to stop shootings in Gangland, California. He included this very important factoid. He said that a police liaison officer told us the startling fact, an estimated 70% of shootings and homicides in Richmond, I don't know if that's Virginia, California, or what, in 2009 were caused by just 17 individuals, primarily African American and Hispanic American men between the ages of 16 and 25. Read that to mean gang members. Now, the Hispanics... They're coming across the border as gang members. They're just branching out, and there's a way to stop that from happening. Black America, these young men that only have a gang to turn to, there's a way to stop that too. Of course, we never go to that. We never worry about their family life prior to them joining a gang, getting jumped into a gang. We never worry about their education prior to them getting jumped into a gang. We just worry about what color they are and what they're doing. That's all. And golly gee, let's just treat the symptom. For the ones that actually commit crimes, you know, they need to be locked up. And that could solve matters. But not according to Mr. Boggan. That's silly. Locking up violent repeat offenders is insensitive. It's better to reason with them, according to him, which that's, we've heard this before. However, he has a new twist to it. If that doesn't work, if you try to reason with him and that doesn't work, pay him. Really, pay him. He writes, the idea of a cash incentive to change behavior is not hard to grasp. Social context of our prospective fellows was a laundry list of deprivation and dysfunction, high unemployment, fragmented families, inadequate education, and a heavy dose of substance abuse. Now, okay, he identifies the root cause of what's going on there, but he makes no mention at all of trying to fix that. Why are the families fragmenting? Why don't they have adequate education in this area? Why don't they have these things? He continues, the proportion of families living below the poverty level in the neighborhoods where they focus their efforts was 25%, nearly double the average rate in Richmond. In most other cities, law enforcement response to high rates of firearms assaults is stuck in a destructive cycle of police sweeps and mass incarceration. That strategy costs taxpayers a great deal for little return in many municipalities where gun violence is significant. The city's public safety expenditure can be a considerable burden on the overall city budget. That is not sustainable. Nationally, it is estimated that in 2012, gun violence cost more than $229 billion. The average cost to taxpayers of every gun homicide in America is nearly $400,000. In contrast, the costs of our program were modest. In practice, we have rarely needed to pay the full amount offered under the terms of our deal. Just over half of our fellowship participants receive payments, usually in the $300 to $700 range. So if our program prevented gun deaths, there could be little argument about cost effectiveness. He presents some evidence here about his payoff, the bad guys program, but, you know, here's a couple of observations. It's very immoral, or amoral, rather. You're going to pay somebody for being a criminal to stop him from being a criminal. However, somebody that's actually in school, doing well in school, no matter what color they are, they get nothing. They get no incentive. They get no reward for this. We're going to reward the criminals financially. And nothing for the people that, you know, that are just doing what has to be done. This is called Operation Peacemaker, and I'm pretty sure it has unintentional consequences. It probably encourages marginal gangbangers to commit crimes heinous enough to come up on their radar and start getting a payout. It is unbelievable that this would actually work. $700 a month, a gangbanger can make that much in a single sale. I'm sure that $700 a month is going to stop a life of crime. I'm just absolutely positive. Peacemaker is sort of expensive. It costs taxpayers $3 million per year. They have 150 clients at about $20,000 a year. They're paying them a salary to not commit crime. Now, assuming that the aforementioned analysis of the Richmond shooters is still valid, what would it cost to arrest, prosecute, and jail the couple of dozen bad guys who caused an estimated 70% of the Richmond firearms-related crime? Would it be more cost-effective and effective generally than trying to keep the bad guys on a leash in public? Boggins says that Peacemaker is a total success. They say that the number of homicides in Richmond has been halved. Firearm assaults in general fell by a similar proportion. The new program now is to pay the criminals to not be criminals. As if being a criminal is now a disability or a special, it's an entitlement. If you won't be a criminal, we'll pay you. That's most of us. We're already qualified for that. Where's our money? We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, there's three young fellows, Seth, Dan, and Scott. 80 years of ammunition retail experience purveying. They know all the manufacturers. They have the relationships. This is how they keep, they have this circle of life that occurs at Ammunition Depot. They've got ammunition running in all the time, and they got ammunition shipping out all the time. And this, there's nothing there that gathers dust or anything. That's how they maintain the 42 different calibers and the 50 million rounds on hand, because it's always coming and going out. Check them out at Ammunition Depot. .com. Now that we have now we're get ready for the pivot. Get ready for the pivot. Here in South Carolina, they are taking down the rebel flag today, the Confederate battle flag, if you will. And already certain politicians are making the pivot. They've gotten the flag out of the way. Okay, that part of history's been erased. Now let's go after the gun control. James Clyburn is the lone national office holder that is a Democrat in the state of South Carolina. He is a representative here out of the middle of the state. In the early days of the civil rights movement, he was a lion. I mean, this guy was, he was something else. I mean, you know, I got to give him his props, but now he's just another politician. He's gotten all too comfortable
And he's gotten really comfortable with lying to the public to get what he wants. And he's going to exploit the deaths of these nine people that died praying in a church in Charleston. He said that, you know, his position is they shouldn't be looking at the flag. They should be looking at the gun control. Says it's a very strong symbol, but the fact still remains that though this young man worshipped that symbol, he carried out his desolate act with a gun. Said this during a press conference Wednesday. The flag, by the way, here in South Carolina was put back up. It was down until the 60s, and it was put up back up by Democrats. And whichever Republican takes the flag down, if one of them does, they need to remind everybody of this. Because the Democrats, if you want to look at the racial disparities, if you want to look at the lies and everything that gets done to minorities, then you have to look at the Democratic Party because they are the ones that are the biggest offenders. To their credit, the Republican Party just seems to not care. They just sort of sit back and let stuff happen, which makes them complicit, in my view. Right now, you've got Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Representative Mike Thompson and Dan Gross, the president of the Brady campaign. They've all called on Congress to expand the Brady background checks and vote on the bill. That Thompson and Peter King, Republican from New York, don't worry. You know, I don't even know if we need to worry about what party they say they're affiliated with now. This is called the Public Safety and Second Amendment Rights Protection Act. The Second Amendment Rights Protection Act, yeah. It will require background checks for all gun sales to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and people who are mentally ill. Now, Clyburn, to his credit, trying to be candid a little bit, said if the Thompson-King bill were law, that he has no way of knowing whether it would have prevented that Charleston shooter from purchasing a weapon. No, it wouldn't have. No, it would not. It would not have. Because there's a few things. Once again, if you go back, you can look at the... You got to peel back the layers of the onion. Mental health in the United States, the mental health apparatus in the United States, is a joke. If you go to a psychiatrist, if you have some sort of deep-seated depression that may lead you to become, you know, sociopathic, psychopathic, homicidal, whatever, they're going to treat you with a pill. If you go to the same psychiatrist because your wife died and you're a little depressed and can't sleep, they're going to treat you with the same pill. They don't keep records. They look at people. They, you know, James Holmes was being studied very intently in in Aurora before he popped. And his plan was in action. Those, you know, all of those booby traps he left in his apartment, they just didn't happen. He'd been planning for months. He'd been assembling all of his components for months. He went through the five steps for a long time. Likewise with Dylann Roof, a little less ambitious. That's not necessarily a good thing. Getting out there and saying that gun control and background checks and all these other things are going to be somehow like this minority report scheme. If that were the case, we wouldn't have crime. Not at all. If that were the case, Chicago would never, nobody would ever be shot in Chicago. But here's the problem. There are plenty of ways to kill besides a gun. There are plenty of ways to kill besides a gun. And, you know, do you get some moral high ground if you're beat to death with a ball bat or strangled with a piece of clothesline or, you know, get a jagged bottle stuck in your gut? Does that give you some sort of moral high ground? I've been told by certain liberals that when I was on Tom Hartman's show, he told me that he believed he would have the moral high ground if he was beat to death with a brick versus being shot. And I found that incredible because you're dead one way or the other. There's no sense of outrage over the way people die. There's a good way to be killed and there's a bad way to be killed. What is that about? Clyburn continues on. He says it's not definitive, but I know this. We know from our experiences that background checks are effective in preventing a lot of people who should not have guns from getting them. Lie. That's a lie. He's either absolutely wrong because he hasn't taken the time to look. Sort of like George Pataki was the other day when he said, you know, you can't cross state lines with a gun. I thought you were a governor, sir.
I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say he's lying through his teeth. The murderous racist who attacked the Emmanuel AME Zion Church bought his gun and passed the NICS background check. This is not, it's not a minority, you know, there's no ball rolling out of a tube with your name on it if you're about to you know, if your mind is about to snap and you're about to go do something heinous. The majority of mass murderers pass background checks, or they get guns through straw sellers. The gangbangers, you know, they're out there saying, well, you know, if there were no guns, they would not get any guns. Or if guns control was in, you know, these kids are like kids. I mean, they're not 21 years old. A lot of these people killing each other are not 21 years old. We ignore that fact, and we ignore the fact that people less than 21 years old are killing each other because of policy you put in place. Can you imagine what this was, if this was happening in the Hamptons in New York, for example? I hate to say it this way, but I would love to see how they would approach this problem. In Liberalville, if all of a sudden all of their teenagers, you know, their disaffected, alienated youth decided to form gangs and start killing each other. Can you imagine how that would be? So don't, you know, these guys get out there and tell me stuff like Black Lives Matter. Well, they all matter. All the black lives that you're talking about, they matter too. The ones in Chicago, the ones in Baltimore, the ones in all of New Jersey, you know, all these places. Get your stuff right. Get your stuff right. This liberty-hating supporters of gun control that's getting out there and lying about things to try it, and it solves nothing. What we're doing today in South Carolina will solve nothing. The flag coming down will solve nothing. Bubba Watson painting over the top of the roof of his copy of the General Lee, that will solve nothing. None of this will solve anything because we're not, this is all symbolism. And we're way past that working. That's been a long time ago that would work. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. When you go to their website, if you see something on their website, that means it's in stock. This is attention to detail that most retailers don't have, no matter what they're selling, whether it's scarves or ammunition or anything in between. This is what makes them exceptional. Because they keep 50 million rounds on hand, they cannot. They're not going to price this in a manner to where you are not going to save some money, because having 50 million rounds on hand and it not moving, that's not good. And that's what makes them great. Because of the crazy prices and because of the absolute depth of selection. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Ansel Swell Robinson, and we're going to talk about the world according to the Big Three and some other things that he's involved in. That's all coming up next hour. We talk about gun violence, and we get out there and we say things in abstract. We get out there and we say African-American gangs, Hispanic gangs, and things such as that, and we never look at the details. We get this is like a big picture taken from outer space on Google Earth. We just see the United States. Nothing is ever individualized. So let's look at some of this, because the gun violence myth, you know, the gun violence myth continues on while we have this new subset of thugs, if you will. We don't know why they're thugs or anything. They're just called thugs. Okay, so let me tell you about some thugs. This week, a 12-year-old was arrested in Minnesota for the murder of a 31-year-old alleged drug dealer in Nebraska. This is a young black American child, young boy. His name is Gerald Milton. He was arrested in Minneapolis in connection with a drug-related shooting last month in Omaha. They say that Gerald Milton, 12 years old, his 17-year-old brother Jamar, and 15-year-old, and I can't pronounce His last name is Willis, and I can't pronounce any of the rest of this because I've never seen. This isn't even African. I don't know where that comes from. They had intended to rob two men who they lured to Miller Park under the pretense of conducting a marijuana deal. Gunfire erupted shortly thereafter. Jamie Mel Ray, 31, was killed, and 30-year-old Charles Fisher was wounded in the shooting. This 12-year-old young man is part of the thug culture. The cunning thug culture. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a 14-year-old was laid to rest as a 15-year-old was charged with his murder. The alleged killer murdered the victim over a girl. In the middle of a group of other thug culture teens in a self-styled gangs. Hours later, a 13-year-old was murdered by another 13-year-old. The Democratic mayor blames the guns, not the violent nature of the thug culture, and not the things that led them to that in the first place, to where that's their way of life. Tom Barrett is the mayor of Milwaukee. He said, teenagers and guns are a recipe for disaster. I agree. I agree with you, Mr. Mayor. However, the problem is, we're the parents of these children. And this is what they are. They're children. To me, they're children. They pull a gun, and let me make one thing perfectly clear, okay? If I'm walking the street, and I see some 13, 14, 15-year-old hot rod running up, this is one of the reasons I train on the draw. Because I'm willing to let every little boy or girl, and that's what I regard them as, even when they become in their 20s, to be that. However, when they present a gun or when they resort to violence, I'm going to give them equal rights. And that's unfortunate that I have to. And I'm not going to think twice about it. Okay? Now, these criminals that weren't born criminals, by the way, they weren't born criminals. They're given tacit approval by the pro-criminal communist front groups masquerading as today's civil rights activists, proclaiming that black lives matter, even while they put them in position to die. Now, today in the United States, if gun violence was a real thing, there would be millions of people dying per year. Because, you know, I see all these people I know and respect, they're hung up on the 300 million. I think it's between 300-400 million guns in the United States. But let's say 300 million for the sake of argument, because everybody seems to default to that number. That would lead to a lot of deaths if it were the guns. If the guns were the issue. But you know what? The gun owners, the law-abiding gun owners, have a high degree of something that apparently nobody else has, which is self-control. Left-wing Democrats like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their supporters need to blame gun violence, because that way they can avoid the consequences of their failed hyperviolent subculture that is the predictable result of their social engineering failure. They were looking for votes, so the black family had to go. Black America, you have been had so bad, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. I can't stand this. The one thing I regret about my military service is I unwittingly empowered a government to continue on with the status quo. I was willing to put my life on the line for that. And, you know, noble, yes. Naive, extremely. Democrats will not face the problems. Republicans are beginning to ignore that. They have been ignoring them for quite some while. This is going to be something, you know, how do we recover from this, folks? How does this happen? Nobody wants to admit mistakes. They certainly don't want to face the responsibility to clean up the mess they created, supported, and encouraged. Here's the thug culture. I'm going to tell you how thug culture begins. And I'm not going to go through what happens to the parents. You know, maybe the man, the dad or the mom, maybe they're either into drugs or they get murdered themselves. And then you have this child that may be left with a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle.
Children want to be loved. They want to be accepted. They want to feel protected. They want to feel secure. And eventually, they go out in these inner cities where this is the highest, you know, this is where you have most of these gangs happening nowadays. They go out in these inner cities and they find that in the arms of a gang, because they will accept them. They will protect them. They will make them as secure as a gang can make it, which is not very secure because most of these young men are going to die before they're 20. And for somebody to sit around, you know, for Clyburn to be out here saying gun control would fix it, and for all of these people to be saying gun control would fix it, they're looking at a systemic genocide continually of a demographic. And looking away. They see it happening, they look away. Because this works. Somehow or other, this works for them. Because you see in Chicago where all this happens, and California where all this happens, and Maryland where all this happens, and New Jersey where all this happens, they keep voting for the same individuals that enslave them. And we sit back and we decry not being free or all of these other things, and We have to look at the bigger picture, and we have to be geared up, because at some point we're going to be put in a position that we don't want to be put in. And it won't be because of these gangs. Oh no, the gangs are not our big problem. They are a temporary issue in the areas where they've been allowed to proliferate. Now, here's a problem. Neither one of these political parties have any will anymore. They've all fallen to the PC overlord. They've got to be politically correct. Flags got to go. Cars got to go. TV shows got to go. That's not going to solve anything, of course, but that means that, you know, once we get used to this idea of this happening, then when other things happen, like, well, we can't talk about this and we can't talk about that, and we got to have the fairness doctrine, and we can't talk about guns, we can't do that, the other, that's going to be easier, you see. In any event, coming up next, Ansel Schwell Robinson. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.